Perhaps I should pause here to say about these poems, about the structure of them, the metrical structure, if you will. And I hope as you listen to the reading, you're also watching the page, the printed poem, because the poems are intended to be both visual and oral. The metrical pattern is a very intentionally artificial visual pattern based on the use of the typewriter, based on the length of lines. Most all of the poems are written either in couplets or in three-line stanzas. And the intention is always to have the length of the line almost identical, or not more than two typewriter spaces longer than the next line. This seems, I know, extremely artificial, and that's the point, because I want to have a completely formalized, rigid visual pattern working against a considerable oral freedom. That is, as you may now have heard from the few that I've read, that poems do not follow any fixed beat, any formal pattern of sound as we know it from classical poetry. They're intended simply to be written in a conventional colloquial speech, and then the sound is intended to work against the strict visual pattern. I've not made any attempt in reading, because I find it doesn't work, to give pauses at the end of the lines. I rely on the reader's eye to catch those breaks, and then in his mind to work the tightness, the tension of the visual pattern against the free flow of the spoken cadence.